done in various ways we can do it. We can combine it with an upper GI. We can do just a small bowel. We can do the enterocolitis, or we can do intubation. Makes sense, right? Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, now, if we have other exams that we have to do with the small bowel. And this is going back to when we started with the fluoro. We can do just an esophagus by itself. We can do an upper GI alone just by itself. So we'll come in for an upper GI procedure just by itself. Or we can do an esoph and upper GI combination, both at the same time. We start upright, do the barium to drink, do overhead films for the esophagus, overhead film for the upper GI. Or
is this another way of testing the small bowel?
Well, no, this is not for the small bowel. This is just other exams, and how can you combine various exams? This is just for the small bowel, various ways to do the small bowel, just on that thing. Okay, we can do the esophagus, we can do an upper GI, and we can add in the small bowel with this guy. So now we're doing three exams. We're doing the esophagus, the upper GI, and the small bowel. Do it all at the same time, all the same day. Or we can just do the upper GI and small bowel, which is also on the other list. Or we can do the small bowel just by itself, and that's the oral barium, enterocolitis, or intubation. Three different ways to do just the small bowel. So this is pretty much everything we've done so far in various combinations that we can do now.
And why are we writing? I missed when you first started saying something.
Okay, these are just different combinations that you can do. So if a patient comes in, and let's say they're going to have three or four exams, you need to know which ones you can do together. Now I'm going to start putting what we're going to do next week, the BE. So you can kind of put these all together with those other exams.
Okay,
next week we're going to start on the BEs, which are the barium enemas. Or we'll call it a BEAC, which is a barium enema with air contrast. This is the way most of it's done. Most of the time we're going to do a BEAC. Okay, we can do a BE with an upper GI, and in that order. So the patient comes in, we do a barium enema, we have to fill them up with barium, they go to the bathroom, they eliminate it, and now we can do an upper GI exam the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a good idea to do that,
but it's possible. That's going to be hard on a patient.
Yeah, it's hard on patients. It is. Okay, we can also do a BE, an esophagus, and an upper GI.
What was the AC? The BE?
Air contrast. You usually can't do a small bowel when they have urine medical. GI you can do, but not a small bowel. Because there's still going to be a little flex of barium left in the barium enema, and it's going to cover up part of the small bowel, and you're not going to see the ileocecal bowel well enough. So you can't do the small bowel once you have a BE. Okay, and then the last week or two of the semester, we're going to get into the kidneys. And the exam for a kidney is an IVU, intravenous urogram. That's an exam for the kidneys and the urinary system.
That's the IVP, right? That everybody
calls the IVP. It used to be called IVP, which was intravenous pyelogram. Pyelo just means kidney.
Right.
So now they change the term to IVU, intravenous urogram. Urogram means the entire urinary system. The kidneys, the ureters, the urethra, the bladder. So that encompasses the entire system. But everybody's going to call it IVP when we get out there, probably. Okay, so if we do an IVU, we can do a BE afterward. And we can do an upper GI afterward. And they would have to be in that order. And again, you're right, it would be very hard for the patient to do all three of these, so I don't think it would be done very often. But you know, if you saw that question on the registry or somebody in the clinic or hospital would ask you, which order would you do? Would you do the BE first? Because then they're going to get rid of the barium. No, you want to do the contrast, intravenous contrast injection first in the vein. Do that one first. Then the BE, hopefully they'll give it all the barium, then you can do an upper GI.
So they use some rhinografin for the IVU?
That's a type of contrast they could use. Yeah, rhinografin is one. I don't think rhinografin is used too much anymore, but that's one of them.
Optigrate?
OptiRite, because, yeah, that's a lot of ionic, so that's probably going to have to be used a lot more.
Couldn't just mow them down and follow through after a PE.
Right.
My question is,
then you have to wait the next day.
Right. My question is, can you do it first?
No. Because that's eventually it's going to fill up the large bowel, and you would have to wait even longer. So,
okay.
Yeah, you just want to be careful when you do that. So, this is the main thing to know right there, the sequence of now right there. Okay, we got one more thing to do, and then we'll get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get out of here.
You will.
Well, you have to. Okay, what I want you to do is, this will be desk number one. Take question number one. I'll give you 5 minutes. And some of these are really easy. One of these you've run over before. So 5 minutes.
Action taken during an esophagogram journey demonstrates a complete filling of the esophagus with barium. What can the technologist do to better ensure filling of the esophagus during the repeat exposure? And what we put is with thick barium to take 2 to 3 mouthfuls and then expose immediately.
Okay, with thick barium. Okay, how about if you had thin barium?
Continuous
swallowing. Okay, what else can be done?
Recumbent Dahlenberg.
Okay, make sure the patient's recumbent. If you're doing this upright, that'll be a problem.
Yeah, so
the
recumbent.
Okay, good.
Not going to do it. Yeah, that's
okay. A series of radiographs taken during an upper GI revealed that the stomach mucosa is not well visualized. The following factors were used during this positioning routine: high-speed screens, Bucky, 40 inches, SID, 80 kbp, 30 mass, and 300 milliliters of barium sulfate ingested during the procedure. Which exposure factor should be changed to produce more diagnostic study? We came up with bump the kbp up to at least 100.
Yeah, just this single contrast, so you want high kb. Probably even 125 is going to be a lot better. 80 is way too low. 80 is going to be good if you have air contrast, but not every single contrast. Which is just, between 100 and 125. Okay, number three.
The radiograph taken during the upper GI reveals that the anatomical side marker is missing. The technologist is unsure whether it is recumbent AP or PA projection. The pelvis of the stomach is filled with barium. Which position does the radiograph intersect? Is it recumbent AP?
Yeah. Patients lying on their back. Okay. So the barium is in the fundus. Okay, number four.
Radiograph RAO projection taken during the upper GI reveals that the flaw in the wall is not well demonstrated and not profiled. The RAO was 45 degrees or about hyperstatic type patient. While positioning modifications need to be made to proper way. To get a better image, the increased patient rotation from 45 to 70 degrees.
Yeah. Large patient, 70 degrees. You have to get the ball away from all the other anatomy. Okay. Okay, number five.
A radiograph of an upper GI was taken for listing the pathological entry of the patient. The radiograph demonstrates that the fundus is filled with barium, but the duodenal bulb is air filled and seen in profile. Which position does this radiograph represent? It's an LPO.
Yeah, we had that one once before.
A patient with a clinical history of hiatal hernia comes to the radiology department. Which procedure should be performed on this patient to rule out this condition? AP projection of UGI.
Yeah, the main thing they're looking for here is it's an upper GI exam. Okay. That's right. Okay,
that's
one, number 8.
Number 7. With a possible lacerated duodenum enters emergency room. The physician orders an upper GI to determine the extent of the injury. What type of contrast media should be used for this exam? Water soluble.
Yeah. Water soluble unless they have an allergy to iodine.
Unless they have one.
Okay, number 8.
A patient with a fishbone stuck in his esophagus enters the emergency room. What modifications to a standard esophagram may be needed to locate a foreign object? We have use of cotton balls and marshmallows.
Sure, yes. Yeah, cotton ball, so in barium, or marshmallows, all right, in barium. Okay, next one, number 9.
An upper GI is being performed on a thin, aesthetic type patient. due to room scheduling conflicts, this patient was brought into your room for the overhead follow-up images after the upper GI fluoro is completed. Where would you center the central ray and the 11 by 14 inch image receptor to ensure that you include the stomach and the duodenal regions?
Okay, which would be what in relation to the
lower costal margin?
Yeah, lower costal margin to 1 inch below the costal margin for a thin patient.
1 inch below?
Yeah. Yeah, at the rib margin or 1 inch below. Somewhere there. For thin patients. You can use, you can use the spine, like you said, the only trouble is that it's harder to know where the spine is when you're centering. It's easier to just open the rib margin. Okay, number 10. We'll do that all together. Okay, a patient has a clinical history of a Bezoar. What study should be done?
Upper GI.
Upper GI. Yeah, I didn't guess. Real straightforward. Okay, 11. RAO of the esophagus shows that it's still superimposed on the vertebral column. What's the problem there?
It's under-rotated.
Under-rotated. So need to rotate the patient more. And what should the rotation be approximately?
35
to 40. Okay, and the last one. PA projection taken during upper GI on an infant shows that the body and the pylorus of the stomach are superimposed. What can you do on the repeat?
Angle
25
degrees.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, very good. Angle of central ray, 20 to 25 degrees cephalic. What would you do for a large patient?
35
degrees. Yeah, 35 to 45 degrees.
20 to 25.
Yeah, 20 to 25 on an infant, and approximately 35 to 45 for a large patient. That'll separate these two parts.
Cephalic.
Okay, that's it. Okay, the exam on Thursday. And then we'll start the large follow-up.